seen and done it all throughout his NFL career. And I'm curious, Fred Taylor, as to where you'd rank this season as you've looked at it, as far as all the stories going on and how a team could still have 13 wins. First of all, welcome, Fred.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. But we just listed so many things that could have gone wrong for this team that they've turned out to go right for this team. I mean, it's you got to shake your head a little bit when you look back at the season and see where this team is right now, don't you?
That's why you love this game. This game is amazing. And the margin of victory is so thin. I always go back to the Al Pacino speech.
Any given Sunday?
Any given Sunday.
Oh, great speech. Great movie.
An inch here, an inch there, a minute too soon or a minute too late. Everything to me I've learned is about timing. Everything in life, everything pertaining to this game. And it relates to the games that we've won and lost, and as well as other teams. The margin of victory is so thin, and you just got to be able to pull it out, you know, at the very end. And fortunately for us, they've worked out. And unfortunately, last year, if you draw a comparison, we had a few games where we kind of dropped the ball in a sense where we didn't finish certain games. And this year, I think that's been one of the major differences. We're a lot better conditioned and a lot more in tune. And I think the young guys, they've come and they've brought some energy to this team. And we've been able to put things together, and they've paid off for us.
Fred, I know because of the toe injury, you haven't been able to participate the way you would like to, but watching this team as a respected veteran and one of the leaders on this team, how proud are you of this group for pulling it all together with all those kind of stories spinning around to the point where you're being talked about as one of the Super Bowl favorites?
Well, we haven't gotten into that from a team standpoint. We've done a great job, and that's a hat off to our entire coaching staff, start with Coach Belichick, of keeping us focused on a week-to-week basis. This is a week-to-week league. Unlike college, you'll get a few cupcakes here and there in the middle. But the NFL is different. And just watching from the side the games that I've been a part of, I haven't, the resiliency of this team to be able to say, okay, things haven't started out the way we wanted them to start, but we're going to stay in tune and stay focused, and we've been able to come out victorious. And then the hype and the press that you get, whether positive or negative, this team has been able to recommit and refocus and go out and play each game on a week-to-week basis. But it starts from the head coach. And, you know, I'm not just trying to rub up against it's been that way for years with Coach Belichick, man. He really does an outstanding job in that area and keeping the guys focused on the target.
Fred, there was a story on Boston.com and in the Boston Globe written by Shalice Manzo Young.
It was coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we
going to be the opening question.
Yeah, we couldn't steer clear of it. Exactly. We couldn't steer clear of it. Were you, I don't want to say you said you were going to retire, but you hinted about retirement. And the quote was that the thing at this time is pushing me, the percentage, toward retirement. Can you elaborate on that at all? I know in the story you said, you know, you've been thinking about it for the last couple of years, but it sounds like you're a lot closer to that now than you were, say, a couple of years ago.
See, I think the thing that I learned by myself, and I learned this because of my wife continuing to beat it in my head, is that I have been considering retiring since about year 8 or 9. I said, well, when I make it to 10, I'll shut it down. But good things had continued to happen for me. And my motivation was, one, to try and make the Pro Bowl after all those years of being snubbed. Another thing is to try and win the championship. And I just kept on in the offseason trying to recommit myself and rededicate myself to the game. And then when I got around the younger guys, the inspiration came from the camaraderie and competing against those guys in the off-season workout and trying to develop a foundation. And then you, that flame, that spark just turns into a flame, I should say. And going into training camp, just being with the fellas, man, competing. I mean, I love that stuff. So I hadn't run away from the game. But I did say for the interview was that it is close. I'm a lot closer to that moment than I am as far as playing, continuing to play. I mean, I have to be realistic. I've been beat up last year with the surgery, the ankle surgery, and then this year with the two toes, both big toes, slowing me down and not being able to do the things that I love to do and being able to do the type of job I know I'm capable of and the reason they brought me here. It's very frustrating. I mean, it's not easy to deal with, and I try and keep a focus and continue to try and push forward. And it's not easy, man, and I don't want my legacy to be defined as a guy who couldn't stay on the field. And I think if I continue this path, it would pretty much be that. And that's not me. I always felt like I was a decent quality of a player. And not to be able to show that or help the team the way I think that I'm capable of, I think it would just be a waste of my time as well as the organization. So I have to go into this postseason or this offseason, and I'll continue to train. I'll continue to be with the guys and work out hard and see what happens from that standpoint. And we'll see going forward. But I don't want to say either way that it's a guarantee or not.
You touched on this a little bit in the story then. They touched on this a little bit in the story. Does winning a Super Bowl change your mindset at all when it comes to something
not
like
at
this?
All. Not at all. And that's 100% honesty coming from me. Not one bit. Even this past off season, I had, you know, those thoughts were lingering and the percentages were getting higher. I mean, coming off of an ankle surgery at 33 isn't a good feeling. I mean, it's hard enough to try and recover when you have a hamstring or a quad bruise or something when you're younger. But getting older, it takes a little bit more to try and recover. And those thoughts kind of crept around my head this offseason. Fortunately, I was able to train, spark that flame, and get back and be around these guys, man. And it's been great, like I said. It's been great. And we'll see what happens this offseason. So, really, I don't know. I know what my family wants, but we'll go from there.
You're going to have to fight back against them, it sounds like.
I've been doing that for about 3 solid years. So.
Yeah, they've got some ammo, but you can fight back. You're strong enough.
Yeah.
You know, and you referred to yourself as a decent player when you have over, what is it, Fred, 11,000 yards? I think you're being a little modest.
Yeah.
that's the thing. I've always felt like I should be able to, or I should have done more. But injuries are part of the game, and that's going to allow me not to have the regrets knowing that in regard part of the game. But I still feel at some point in time, man, what if?
Yeah.
Now, I have that moment every now and then, and then I try and shake it off. But we'll see. I'm just going to keep on staying prepared, staying focused, and we'll see what happens in the future.
We know we have to let you go because your preparation and your focus for Miami calls. So, Fred, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you and yours, and hopefully you'll have a healthy 2011.
Likewise, guys. Thanks a whole lot.
All right.
Take care, Fred.
That's Fred Taylor.